gamers, my trainers, my men, my Pokemon, what's going on? It is your host again, Roy Flash Gordon. Welcome to episode number 2 of Pokemon's Health. Pokemon meets men's mental health. And our guest today is one of the, I'd say, most up-and-coming streamers that I've kind of witnessed just kind of grow on Twitch. VGC competitor as well, a man by the name of Himmy Turner. Himmy is a guy I just came across while I was looking for dudes on Twitch to watch and learn from, and I just saw this this quality about Himmy, this true deep kindness that he showed to the people attending his stream, and I really appreciated that and just thought I got to talk to this guy. And Himmy's story, from, you know, being a fan to someone who's doing the stream to someone who's streaming and playing competitive and doing pretty well at it, is a pretty inspiring story. So I'm very glad I got to hang out with this guy. I don't want to hold you back from that interview any longer. It's me, it's my friend Himmy Turner. Here we go. And friends, back here at Pokemon's Health, I got super popular up-and-coming streamer here, Himmy Turner, on the line. Himmy, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So we only talked briefly, but Pokemon's Health is about, you know, being a source of support, a source of community for other folks currently in the Pokemon community, but I see it growing to other gaming communities, anime fans, folks of all sorts, men of all sorts, and really looking for leaders like you in the community to maybe share your story and let men know, like, this overall message of it's all right to look for support, you know, look for brotherhood, et cetera. And for we'll sure. get into a little bit more of that, but do you want to start with just saying a little bit about you, like how old you are, what you do for a living, where you're from, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, of course. So, hello viewers. I'm Himmy Turner. I go by Himmy Turner. We'll stick with that for now. Mm-hmm. I'm 27. I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I play competitive Pokemon after work and for like to pay bills and stuff. I'm an accountant, so I went to college and got a 4-year degree in accounting, and yeah, so that's basically it. On weekdays I work and then I stream, and then on weekends I kind of relax and get stuff done around the house. There's not a lot of time for you know, other stuff. So it's nice to sit down and do something different once in a while, for sure.
Definitely. I feel you, man. So, you know, one of the things that connect us currently is, of course, Pokemon. And I'm wondering how you got into Pokemon, just like in general, and how you currently engage with the Pokemon community, kind of how you got into where you are with streaming and competitive.
For sure. Yeah. So I've been playing Pokemon since, you know, Red and Blue and Yellow version way back in the day. I played every Pokemon gen. It's been one of my favorite games since I was a kid, and it's really got an amazing community, like especially here on Twitch. You'll recognize a lot of the same people going into a lot of different chats. Mm-hmm. And it's very close, especially like our sub community of like the Pokemon community, you know, in BGC. And it's really cool to see, basically, because I started out streaming as I started 9 months ago. So in December, so I was not in BGC yet. I was more just like content. And then I would host like raid dens and we would just like shiny hunt and stuff. And like that was really fun and all that. But then one of my friends was like going to Orlando regionals, and I started to pay closer attention to like the competitive scene a bit more then. And I met Nino Poker Bros, and basically became like really good friends with him. And he kind of convinced me to, you know, go into competitive and kind of just give it a try. Dope. And that was around like April, I would say, maybe May. So I've been about 4 months into VGC. Mm-hmm. And I went to Milwaukee and didn't do great. I think I went like 3-4 drop or something. Mm-hmm. And then I went to NAIC and did horrible. And then I just got back from Pittsburgh.
Dope.
And that was my first time like actually doing well.
Yeah.
And 25th place. So like got some wow. CP for once and played well. And so it feels good to kind of evolve as a player. And just see progress, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So
that's super dope, man. Yeah, I was definitely curious about like how you got into it. I think I've been on the stream and you like you have some banter with Nino and I'm just like, are they like friends? Like it seems like they were, you know. Personally me, I started streaming, I don't know, maybe 3 months ago and just into competitive since February. So, you know, the kind of different timing. You definitely started with streaming sooner. And it seems like, dude, like your streams, like your community feels like older than 9 months. It feels very solid and familiar with you. Like, tell me about like how building that has been for you.
So it's kind of crazy. Like, it's just crazy. You know, you never expect to, like, everybody thinks it's like, it would be cool to, you know, become a streamer or whatever. And it's like, but you never really know what like goes on behind the scenes to like make this happen. Right. And it's like that you could get to a certain point, but you have to do things to keep people coming back, right? At the end of the day. So, you know, like as the game kind of started to lose interest, people started to lose interest in the game, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you kind of need to focus in on what the strengths of the community are. So it's like I have an active Discord where a lot of people like to hang out and play other games together and, you know, talk and just say good morning. And so I really would plug the Discord a lot and try to get new faces in the Discord. And as it grows and grows, it's like just a really good resource for a stream. Mm. So like that, we have almost 1,000 people in the Discord and it's in 9 months. So it's like, you just have to consistently just work on things. Like things grow. It's not going to be explosive unless you have like a viral clip or something, mm-hmm. you know, there's, and I didn't do any short form content.
Yeah.
I did strictly stream time. Right. So it's the more you're live, the more faces can see you and understand that this might be a place that they want to hang out in the future. And so when I saw that, like, 'cause I know about streaming, I've been watching Twitch for years.
Got it.
So I know kind of what like what you would consider a successful, you know, channel would be, you know, 30 viewers even is very successful.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot of viewership.
Totally.
That's like probably the top 1% of channels, right? So it's mm-hmm. like if you can get to that point, it's like you really need to stay consistent, you know. And just like, if you really want to grow, you have to stay consistent and just stay committed. And there are going to be days where you don't feel like getting on, you know, but sometimes it's like you have to, you got to do what you got to do for the community, you know, to keep it going.
Dude, I'm very impressed with your consistency. There's just days where I see, you know, it's whatever day it is. And I'm just like, oh, Hemi's popping on. Cool. And then the next day, Hemi's popping on. Then the next day, Hemi's popping on. I'm like, this man's always going. He's always streaming. And then like often it's like, yeah, just got back from work. And I'm just like, damn, this guy's got energy. How do you do it?
Yeah, well, that's another thing. It's like, it's just a mindset, right? Mm. It's like, yeah, well, I could take the day off, right? But where am I going to be? If I take the day off, I'm going to be sitting in my bed watching TikToks. It's like, you got to get on the game, you know, if you want anything to change, like in your life, right. You have to take action. So it's like, if you don't, someone else will, you know, basically. So it's like, you can't just sit around and wait for something to be handed to you.
Totally.
So if you, and I mean, I'm appreciative of my job and all that, but if I have a chance to make this something, you know, I'd be an idiot to pass that up.
Absolutely. Right?
So
Absolutely.
I'm just motivated over everything to make it a reality, you know?
Yeah. One more Pokemon related question, then we'll talk a little bit more personal stuff. You've had this big growth as a streamer, but you just described a pretty big growth as a competitor as well, with, you know, earlier this year being a few tougher showings, but you got like, you didn't just like do well. You got 25th place. That's awesome, dude. What do you, kind of contribute? Yeah. What do you contribute to the growth during that time?
Just practicing, you know, I was really just working hard. I was at work playing Pokemon Showdown, you know, 3 hours a day. Don't tell my boss. But it's like, it's really what it takes. Just put in the time, you know, it's the same with streaming and you got to put in the time. It's like, I did get frustrated, like not being good at the game, right? Like it's frustrating. And once you can get past that, like, oh, I'm getting clapped, like kind of mentality, like I'm really getting worked right now. It's like, nah, like, just in Pittsburgh, I was playing against some of the best players in the world, you know, in day two. So it's like, you really just got to keep your head down and just practice. And you'll get better, you know. Beautiful. So
thank you for that. That's definitely, you know, the one of the things I've been most resistant to, and like, and people have been like, dude, you got to get on Showdown. You got to spend some time on Showdown. You got to spend time on Showdown. I've just been like, but I want to do the game. I want to see all the good stuff, and like been resistant to that. But I'm just like looking around and seeing what all the best players do. And they're constantly talking about how much they're on Showdown. So
yeah,
I'll get there. I'm getting there. I'm going to get in there this week for sure.
It's really important to basically just see the game differently. You know, you see it in a different way. There's not as much pressure on you. You're not on the ranked ladder, like worried about losing your rank or anything. Totally. It's like, it's a free game on the browser.
Yeah.
And it just lets you like play kind of relaxed as well. So it's a good thing, dude. If you're looking to improve, that's definitely a good place to start.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, bro. Well, I'll be on there.
Hell yeah.
I've got lots of comps coming up. Looking forward to seeing you in Peoria, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be there as well?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Cool.
Make some real person, in-person friendships too.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sure. You know, masculinity is one of the topics of the podcast. And I'd love to ask guys just like what, in your experience, you know, we as men like get a lot of like expectations put on us about how we're supposed to be. So, you know, without any judgment of what your answer is, just wondering, you know, what in your experience, if you have this, if ever had this thought, what do you think a man's supposed to be?
I guess that is a tough question. There's obviously like intelligence, but there's also like other attributes, right? That like are very important to be what people deem as like maybe successful, right? In life, or to get an upper hand on everyone else or anything like that. I just think being a man, like that's the question, right? Is just being responsible for not only yourself but the people that put their trust in you, as a leader, someone that people look up to. You need to really set an example, of what it's supposed to be. So like I have a lot of friends that, you know, that they make a lot of money or they are very successful, right? But they never had anyone tell them no, or they didn't have to take responsibility for anything in their lives. And it can just show that, like, that's not just because you're successful, like that doesn't make a man, right? Yeah. So it's just important to, you know, also be humble, understand that you never really know what someone else has going on, you know? So you got to treat everybody with respect. And I guess, I don't know. It's tough to say because I agree, you know, or I agree. I don't know what I'm saying. I just think that like, it's a tough thing to put a definition on.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. But that's just kind of what I like to have, like those principles, live by those principles. So,
yeah, man, I think those are beautiful principles to live by. I think those are like flexible. I think that there is like, I think my favorite part of what you said is that idea, sense of responsibility and that you have to the people that put their trust in you. And I think that is like so foundational, and really, you know, being clear on that and honest with yourself around that is like super important. As a follow-up to that one, do you ever have any moments, or, you know, maybe not now, but in the past, did you have moments where you felt like you might have been struggling to live up to that standard, or even before you maybe had your clear definition of like what you decided meant, you know, helped you feel like you were a quote unquote real man, if there was any like past definition stuff that was put on you that you didn't feel that you were living up to?
I definitely think, like, coming from a family of well-educated background, like, everybody went to college, everyone went to grad school, right? And it's like, I was a good student in high school, and it's like, subjects came easy-ish to me, right? I didn't have to put in a ton of effort to get by. And so when college came around, I had no work ethic, right? To basically like be ready for that.
Yeah.
And so I got, you know, worse grades than I was expecting, you know, the first couple semesters. And then I get the talking to from the parents, they're not happy, you know, and I feel like I'm letting them down. But really, I didn't even want to be there. You know what I mean? It's totally. Like, I didn't even want to go to college, but I went because like it was expected of me, you know?
Definitely.
So it's kind of like, even then, like, I'm 27 now, like I work two jobs technically, but it's like back then, like I had no control over my life. Like I was living to please other people.
Yes.
And so I was just not in a great place, like mentally, I would say. And then you bring in like the toxic relationship and like all of that aspect of like being young and growing up. So I would say like that part of my life, I definitely was just not living up to like my standard because I was too worried about what other people thought about me.
Yeah. So, awesome. Yeah. I think, that's such a huge thing that really affects a lot of how we, you know, interact with the world. And the idea of what people think of you, I'm going to say this, and how like stepping into, you know, integrating Pokemon in the career that I want to have has been for me. And, you know, it's been me stepping into VGC and like really being like, you know, giving into that childhood dream. Like, of course, when I was playing Red and Blue, I wanted to go compete against everybody and try to be world champion or whatever, you know, and it's like a fulfillment of that dream, you know, a little bit. And it's also like, you know, streaming, like I'm a men's coach, and is one of my jobs to, you know, help hold circles for guys to come and share their feelings and help each other grow, that sort of thing. And it's like, oh man, to put those two things together feels amazing. Like going to my first tournament, like was just a local, like in, I don't know, like March or April or something, like I felt so freaking happy to be able to do that. And you know, part of that and putting it into the world is like, you know, starting to post on social media like, hey, like I'm like doing these competitions, and like look at this Pokemon content that I'm posting now, and like very, very much revealing parts of myself that people will absolutely, you know, judge at some point, you know, thinking about what they thought. And I was like, how was there part of that for you at any point? Or is this something that people in your life know that you do? What do you have around that?
Yeah. So, I mean, my parents know, but they really didn't know like what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. Until like, I tell them about it and like, I try to put it into metrics, right. That they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, a gift sub is I get $2.50. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to explain to them how I make money. They're like, well, how do you make money?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, here's how. But like I saw right from the beginning, like our first like week, right, we got affiliate, right? And then like we averaged 30 viewers or something like that week. And it's like, that's our first week. I'm like, we can't quit, right?
Yeah.
It's like we have an opportunity here to make something out of this. And so like slowly, like I started to, you know, I went to the in-person events, and then Milwaukee, I got on stream, the Pokemon stream.
Oh, hell yeah.
against Alberto Lara. And he's like one of the best players in the world. Yeah. Everyone knows who he is. And no one knows who I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I beat him, and best of three. And
wow.
So finally, like after that, and I ended up like okay in the tournament. I took like 80th or something, you know, but nothing crazy. I got like 10 points. And but I was like, that stream match is really like what got a bunch of eyes on me to kind of like push me to the next level
Dope.
of like, you know, just being seen. So I, when I got home from that, I like sent the video to my mom and I was like, fast forward to here and you'll understand like what it is, you know. And she's like, I showed all my coworkers, I showed my family. She's like all proud and stuff, but it like took that long for me to like be able to like have her comprehend like what it is, you know. So
That's awesome, man.
yeah, but it's been like amazing. Just getting to meet all these people in person events. Like you get to meet all your friends and new people, and people have come up to me and said, hey, like, can I get a picture with you? And like, it's like they recognize you, and it's just cool, man. It's really
Totally.
cool. So,
Totally. I'm glad that you were able to, it found like felt like there was some time where it was like, hey, here's what this means to me, and like, and just go for it because it means something to you. And then it's like, let the validation that they might need to understand it come later. And
yeah.
it's all come. It's
And it's
beautiful.
like, it's not like I quit my job and like full sent it, like full-time streamer. Like I'm realistic, right? Like I have bills that I have to pay. So I'm like, well, I have to support the dream, you know? So we support the dream by working.
Totally, totally, man.
And
Totally.
you
Feel
know,
you.
they can't really, no one can tell me anything. Like no one has any say in what I do. And like I'm in complete control of my life, so it's like I'm just feels good to do something for yourself, man. Like
Definitely.
it really does.
I
So
appreciate that mindset.
yeah.
Last kind of personal question, and then we'll move on to the you probably rolling me after getting 25th in Pittsburgh.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I might be rusty. I haven't played in a few days.
Oh, thank God. So you mentioned there were some times where you may not have been in the best mental place, and I was wondering if you could possibly share about maybe a time that you had a mental or emotional kind of health struggle that you had to overcome, or maybe even currently working through.
Yeah, of course. So I've dealt with anxiety, depression for like at least 10 years, most of my adult life. So on and off of medications and all that. And nothing ever seemed to like really just make me feel good, right? Or like make me feel better. So I finally just like, man, I don't even know how to describe it. Like I live with depression every day. You know what I mean? I feel depressed sometimes, but I power through it because I'd rather be alive, man. Like I love being alive, you know
Hell
what I mean?
yeah.
I love life and I think it's a blessing. And but there are days where I feel miserable, you know what I mean? And I won't even sugarcoat it. Like there are days where I feel horrible. But like you just power through it, man. Like you just have that will to just live, you know.
It's a beautiful
And I
thing.
mean, there were days where I didn't have that, you know. So it's just, I feel good to, and there were days where I slept all day and want to be in bed all day and thought the world was out to get me, you know. And it's just like now it's like, or I would call into work, horrible employee, you know, like you weren't really like locked in. Like you weren't really putting effort into it, right? And so it's just kind of like, as once I kind of just had something click in my brain, it's like are we gonna be stuck in the same place like for good, you know? Or are we gonna just try and do something about it at least? So I just kind of had like a come to Jesus moment or whatever they call it, you know? And it's like you gotta just like start living. So it's what we're doing.
I
It's what we're
respect
doing.
that. There was one day, and it might have been a little bit after, just after Milwaukee, that I was watching your stream, and one of the the viewers mentioned, you know, something around possibly having suicidal ideation and, you know, looking for somebody to talk to. A few people were like, hey, talk to me. And you like really acknowledged that with love, but also like a lot of sense and just like, yo, like we can talk, but like, if you need help right now, like call this number. And you gave them the suicide hotline number. And I was just like, fuck, that is like so like attentive, like seeing the community like come around that guy so well, and you just like saying the perfect thing. And it's like, love to talk to you now, and if you need someone to talk to, that's a great number. And it is a great number, you know. I've had friends call that number, even not like necessarily suicidal, but like in crisis, and like get a lot mm-hmm. of help there. And I felt like I just gained a ton of respect. I'm like, we gotta talk sometime after that, you know, like you really got it, you know, really saw that person and was there to help them. And I appreciated that from you.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I've had, you know, I dealt with it myself. I've had friends that have taken, you know, matters into their own hands, etc. And so I really, that topic is near and dear to me. So I'll do anything I can, but at the same time, it's hard when you're live on Twitch to help someone, right?
Absolutely.
So it's like, I can't stop everything right now and have a heart to heart with you, because like, that's not the place or the time that I can do it, right? So I have to send you this outlet at least so that I can feel okay about it and not just ignore you completely. And I have to at least give you an outlet that you can go to if you really are struggling, you know, because when you have 100 people in there, like you can't just like handle a crisis like that, like
absolutely
on the fly, right?
Absolutely.
And it's like, I would love to, you know, like I can talk in the DMs after anything, you know, but it's just I can't do it right now. And that's what's hard. It's like, you can't, when you can't help right away, type of thing, you know. It's like,
you did the right thing, man. That's what community's for. So there's out multiple people that can come to support.
Yeah,
you got a strong one, dude.
Awesome, yeah.
How would you say like Pokemon's contributed to your happiness overall? Like, what have you gotten from, like, you know, outside of the game terms, what have you gotten just from having it in your life, from childhood to now, even? What, tell me about that.
It's definitely contributed a lot of happiness and joy, a lot of good memories. And I've made a lot of friends just this year, especially, so many friends because of it, you know. So I'm very thankful for Pokemon. I've always loved it so much. I love the card game. I have all these cards over here.
Dope.
And I just love everything to do with it. And I don't care if that's nerdy or whatever, you know. I could care less, because even in college, I'd be in college and in my dorm room and playing my DS, and my roommate would be like, what the heck is that? I'm like, I'm playing Pokemon, man. Like, you don't know what Pokemon is? It's the shit. You know? You just like, you know, yeah.
Totally. Beautiful, man. Beautiful answer. I feel you. Let's do a little battle.
Cool. Let's do it. That heat wave miss killed you. I was expecting a magma storm into power.
Champ out. Yeah, that honestly made,
because Tatsu's locked into Icy Wind. So it's like Heatran could technically just sit there in front of Tatsu, right? So
brutal.
It's not over yet, right? You got another mon?
Yeah, one more mon, and he ain't got enough time.
Oh yeah, I can just sucker. I forgot.
Ain't got much, yeah.
Yeah, GG's. That's crazy. The heat wave miss, really.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
I click it because I don't want magma storm to miss,
right? I think your win con there is to magma storm the POW,
yeah,
and then you can just stand in front of Tatsu, like, definitely, with Heatran.
Beautiful. Yep. Hey, the learning, man, thanks for the
GGs.
The education.
Of course, man, of course. Yeah, it's like, you got to think, like, Heatran's in danger, right?
Yeah,
but it's not Tatsu. Like, Tatsu's locked into Icy Wind, so Amoongus is going to take a little bit, but if you can clear out POW, then you win, basically.
Yeah,
so
definitely. That was a beautiful game. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Yeah.
Of course, I love playing.
Well, that is of course an L to the Hemi Turner. I appreciate you for being on, bro. Do you have one more? Let's see, one thing you're excited about for Pokemon, and then just one last sign up for any guy who might be out there needing support.
Yeah, things I'm excited for, just DLC number 2, new Pokemon, new friends on Twitch, just keep growing together and having fun. And then any men out there that are having trouble, make sure that you focus on yourself, bet on yourself, and try to make yourself happy first before anybody else. That's the most important thing. So
beautiful words, Hemi. Thanks for being on. I really appreciate you, man.
Of course, man. Thank you for having me. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. So thanks.
And there you go, Hemi, showing once again why he is him. He's just him. My man's him. With the W in the match, but also giving me so much guidance throughout the match to help me play a little bit better, knowing I was preparing for Peoria as well. That said, I am post Peoria here, and I kind of got rolled, just like really tough time. Felt good with going in with the team. I don't even want to say the record. It's just it's a travesty. Won a couple, lost a lot, and just had a tough time getting the team working. But I'm committed to the team, committed to getting better. I'm really realizing, you know, what it takes to improve and play in the game. And him, he had some lessons for me pre-Peoria, but that's a little post-Peoria report. We'll certainly talk a little bit more about my results as I'm going through, particularly the more positive ones. Happy I went to Peoria. Happy I got the opportunity to meet a lot of other guys will hopefully be future guests on the podcast, and you'll get to meet and hear from them as well. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for getting with him. Make sure you give our man a follow on Twitter, which is, I believe, at Hemi Turner 69, the usual. And he's got his Hemi Turner Twitch channel as well, which is always a poppin' good supportive community. So make sure you check him out there. As always, if you enjoyed this, would really appreciate you also tossing me a follow of the podcast, of my Twitter, and of my Twitch at Pokemon's Health Podcast. Great place for conversation, maybe even get into some conversation where you'll get some good value for yourself. But the Twitter the Twitch stream is where I really want to be able to be there live for you, offering real-time support while I'm playing the game, while you're maybe playing the game with me, and really making this thing real, making this thing be something that turns into results and other positive outcomes in guys' lives if they're looking for that support. So follow me on the Pokemon's Health at Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Thank you for listening. Friends, I will talk to you soon.